Playbook with Satyar Shah and John Jang on Sportsnet 650.
Ren Lavoie from TVA Sports, who joins us now. Ren, how are you today, my friend?
I'm pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're glad to get you on. It's been a while since we've had you on the show. But, you know, there's only four teams left in the NHL, and the offseason seems like it's picking up with rumors going on. And with the Canucks, I think one of the things that we're trying to determine is when Elias Pettersson comes over, and if he doesn't come over for next season, what the Canucks may do. From what you've heard so far, do you anticipate a busy offseason for the Canucks?
That's a great question. We always have expectations year after year about what needs to happen and what shouldn't happen. And you have to wonder, obviously, the draft will be, I think, a key for the Canucks again. They're lucky enough in the last, unlucky enough in the last few years to, being capable of drafting young players, players that are sometimes top 10, top 15 in the NHL at the draft, so that helps. But I wonder if they're going to be ready to make a big splash. I don't expect it, to be honest with you. Not right now, and this is not what I'm hearing. It's a team that is going in the right direction. When I'm saying that is they're building through the draft. I think development is not an issue for the Canucks either, which is a really good thing. But you have issues again for next season. There's no doubt about that. You have to wonder if who's going to take the Sedin spot. I mean, first of all, this is kind of major. And the good news for the Canucks is they'll have money to spend. So when I'm looking at the Canucks, honestly, I don't see any problem with them. When it's time to draft players, like I said, to develop those players. But when it's time for the UFA market, I mean, Louis Erickson obviously is not the player that they expected to have, which is a problem. They're not going to buy him back for sure. Louis needs to play with better players, and they'll have to be aggressive on July 1st. That's I think where it's going to be important for the Canucks to make sure that they'll have better. They need a number one centerman, as everybody knows. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. We'll see how it's going to turn out.
But it's one of those free agent markets, right, Ren, that is not really deep with a lot of top-end talent. I mean, you have John Tavares, no. You have Van Riemsdyk and sort of Evander Kane. May those guys, really big-name guys on the free agent market, be too expensive for the Canucks' liking?
Well, I'm convinced that those players are not going to sign with the Canucks. Mm-hmm. I think it's not – they're going to look at the franchise and they're going to say, the Canucks are going to be good, but – in a few years, not right now. But that being said, it's not because you don't have a John Tavares signing with the Canucks that you can't have success by signing other players, free agent players on July 1st that are going to help you in the long run. I don't expect Paul Stastny to be a Canuck. But that being said, you never know what's going to happen with other players that were maybe not really putting all the attention. But a guy like Tyler Bolzac, Tyler played really well, again, for the Maple Leafs. He's a smart player. Is he going to score 50 goals or 40 goals in a season? No, it's not going to happen. But there's still some value in having a player like him. The mistake that the Canucks can do is signing a guy like Matt Stajan, who's obviously was playing for the Flames. You need to be careful with the players that you're signing. A guy like Matt Stajan, I don't know if he's still going to play in the NHL after this season. So that's the type of move that you need to make. You need to be aggressive. But at the same time, you need to realize that where you are, who are you as a team? I looked a few times at what the farm team did in the AHL. All the time, I was really impressed by that team. So there's some kids coming in too. So you need to take care of that, but you need to look at what's going to happen. But like I said, you need to be careful with the money that you're going to spend.
And when we're talking about guys like Tyler Bozak, it would be a short-term contract, right? Maybe 2-3 years, nothing longer?
Yeah, well, exactly. But, you know, Tyler can really help, I think, the youngsters coming in. He's the type of player that has got some value, in my book, anyway. And I'm sure that there'll be a lot of teams maybe interested in his in him. But we'll see. We'll see how it's going to turn out for him. But like I said, if you want to go and, you know, make a move on the free agent market, that's the type of player that can really help in the long run. There's no doubt in my mind.
Of course, it's not just busy on the free agent market, but on the trade market as well. And Kyle Dubas being named general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs, there are connections that maybe a Chris Tanev trade to Toronto now is even more likely than it's ever been. Where do you come on off on that, and whether or not you think Tanev is a good fit for Toronto?
You have to wonder, you have to wonder what's going to happen. You know, we're looking at it right now, and there's a lot of people who like to speculate about what's going to happen. But honestly, it's kind of early. I know the draft is in, is a month away, but there's a lot of teams that they'll take, you know, as much as time as possible to make sure that they'll evaluate. Not that the evaluation are not done yet, but you know, first of all, you have to wonder what's going to happen with John Tavares, and after you know that's going to have an effect on everybody. Can have an effect on the Toronto Maple Leafs. Can have an effect on obviously the Islanders. Can have an effect on the Montreal Canadiens. It looks stupid from the outside, but we need to know, and I'm pretty sure that all the GMs need to know what's next for a lot of players. A lot of players that are they going to sign with their team, like Tavares? Is he going to hit the market? We'll know soon enough. But after that, it's not because John Tavares is saying to the world that he's going to hit the market on July 1st that there's no chance that the Islanders are going to try to trade his rights to another team. So that's why I'm saying it affects a team like the Toronto Maple Leafs maybe, or the Montreal Canadiens. So it's kind of early to know for sure what's going to happen. Obviously, there'll be some trades. There's no doubt about that. But who's going to be a Canuck player, you know, at the June draft via a trade? It's impossible for me to say right now. And if somebody is saying that he knows, probably you don't know.
Yeah, no question about that. We're talking to Ren Lavoie from TVA Sports here on Sportsnet 650 with Sat and John. And, you know, the team that we've heard a lot about, and Elliot Friedman's been talking about this too, is the Carolina Hurricanes, and how essentially everybody but Sebastian Aho is available via trade. Are they actually looking to trade guys, or are they just testing the waters on players?
You know, you have a new management coming in. And yes, they're always testing the water, no doubt about that, which is totally normal. But they have good defensemen, but they didn't produce at the level that they were supposed to. Okay, and it's been a while since we heard rumors about the chance that some of their D's could be traded. They have young defensemen, as everybody knows. Justin Falk is the oldest at 26 years old. And you know what? Justin could be part of a trade because he didn't produce at the level that he was supposed to in the last few years. So, and they tried for many years to trade a player like Jeff Skinner, but at $5.725 million per season, it's now the last year of his contract. I mean, it's a lot of money for Jeff Skinner. So, yes, they'll try to see if they can get something interesting in return. But to be honest with you, I don't expect that team to clean the house and to make sure that they'll have the number one draft pick next year. Nope, this team needs to win now. Why this team needs to win now? Because they can't lose money again like that for a few years. They need to make sure that people are going to be back in the stands. They need to it needs to be fun to go at the rink, not only for the players but for the fans. And the only way really is to win games. It's not the Canadian market where people in Vancouver can't be patient for a few years. It's totally different, and it's not a natural market, even if they won the Stanley Cup. It doesn't change that it was 12 years ago. So in 12 years, a lot happened with the Carolina Hurricanes, and not really, it wasn't not always positive, as everybody knows. So we'll see how it's going to turn out. Camouard doesn't have a contract for next year. We'll see if they need a new goalie. Scott Darling, is he really the number one goaltender of that team? That's another question. And there are some forwards that I'm pretty sure that they want to move, but they need to get something interesting in return to make sure that the team will compete the right way and compete for playoff spots starting next year. Because honestly, I really thought that 2 or 3 years ago, that team was right there, but something happened, and they weren't able to finish the season the right way, which is a shame, because when you're looking at their lineup, they don't have a bad lineup. They have a really interesting lineup right now.
What about Max Pacioretty? Do you think that he'll sign an extension, or is a trade more likely at this point?
It's going to be decided soon. And that's why I'm saying, you know, it's a little too early right now.
Right.
It's going to be decided soon. Why? Because the Canes needs to understand what's available out there. I know Mark Bergevin worked really hard since the end of the season to see if there's a trade to be made involving Max Pacioretty. And if there's nothing really interesting for him in return, an extension is surely part of the equation. But do we have a final answer to that today? No. Is it going to come, I guess, by the end of the month? Yes.
And before we let you go, Ren, one last thing about Edmonton Oilers' Klefbom. Do you think there's a good chance that he's going to get traded this summer for the Edmonton Oilers? They've been looking maybe to showcase him for the past, I think, 20 games of the regular season or so.
Yeah, that's another great question. You look at, you know, the Oilers, their situation. It's not an easy situation, to be honest, because for plenty of reasons. First of all, they trade a lot of really good players in the last few years, and thinking, obviously, that they made the right moves to make the team better, to make that team compete this year, and it didn't happen at all. So, I mean, you really want to trade an under defenseman? You have to wonder. Obviously, there's some younger D's that are really good. I think a guy like Darnell Nurse had a really good year when he was not injured, obviously. So, yes, there's some room to make a trade, but you need to be really careful of what you get in return. Making a trade, I don't think, is really complicated. It's complicated because of the cap. But in that case, for a player making $4 million on a long-term contract, it's not that, you know, a big-time problem to trade for a player like him. But it's what you're going to get in return, I guess, is more important. And they need to make the right trade, honestly, because they're a mistake away, again, of not making the playoffs the next season. So that's their reality. So that's why I think they're going to be really careful before trading a young defenseman. If they're getting something interesting in return, no doubt in my mind it will be done. But it needs to be a player that's really going to help that team in the long run. No doubt about that.
Sportsnet 650.